When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end at the Country Gal Corral. The gates open, come on in and let's visit. Guglielmo Marconi, an Italian inventor, spent most of his working life in England, where he introduced many of the first uses of wireless telegraphy to European navies. His radio apparatus is widely considered to be the reason that over 700 people survived the Titanic disaster in 1912. Instead of dying as they likely would have if ships at sea were still using carrier pigeons to communicate over great distances. On July 13, 1898, Marconi patented the radio. Now, while we typically think of the gadgets that crank out our favorite songs, radio is bigger than that, and it has impacted our lives significantly. Not that country music doesn't, of course. In truth, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of uses of radio spectrum and technology. Everything from baby monitors and broadcasting to radar and radio beacons are applications of radio. The necessity that we've come to idolize as the almighty cell phone is yet another device born of technology a century old. In the early 1920s, both the Marconi Company and the Bell Laboratories were testing car-based telephone systems. The military during both world wars utilized radio telephones. A Saturday Evening Post article in 1945 quoted FCC Commissioner E.K. Jett on the frequencies that would provide from 70 to 100 different channels, half of which may be used simultaneously in the same area without overlapping. Now imagine how many cell phones are running at the same time in New York City this very minute. Not overlapping. By the 1950s and 60s, names you'll recognize like Nokia and Motorola were on the bandwagon to develop cell phone technology. And in 1973, Motorola's Martin Cooper was credited with the invention of the first personal handheld cellular radio telephone. It was the size and sort of looked like a cowboy boot. Maybe radio gadgetry was invented for country music. Now, after you turn into Ag 1280 KDKD, why not use that cell phone of yours to log on to westcentralmoinfo.com. Look for the Country Gal Corral link on the farm page. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate. Close for today.